Hey, Podfathers listeners, you can find us every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Hi, Hungry. I'm Daddy.
What do you think? I'm made of money? Money doesn't even grow on trees. When you pay the rent, you can make the rules.
Remember, don't make her peas your peas.
Have you heard about the new restaurant on Mars? The food's great, but it's got no atmosphere.
Hey, come here. Pull my finger.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Podfathers, the best parenting podcast in the universe, presented by Barstool Sports. It's your pal Club here. We got Daddy Boy Chaps back down in Texas, Largy back in Jersey. And if anything cuts out, if the audio gets a little wonky and Nikki the Good can't fix it at the time, it's because I am in the New Amsterdam Vodka Hotel. I am in La La Land right now, escaping the family for a quick 36-hour trip to Los Angeles to play in an online trivia game show. And if anything gets a little weird, that's the hotel internet for you. Or Barstool HQ, I guess, is the only place that has worse internet than a hotel internet, right? So I'm here. You guys are there. And boys, you guys ever have that feeling where I guess you guys probably get it as often as I do, where you just feel really bad for everything you've ever done to your wife? My wife last night texted me at 10 o'clock New York time, 7 LA time. And she just texted a picture of the two kids sleeping in the van. She had to pull the old drive the kids in the van in 20 degree temperatures to get them to sleep at the age of 7 and damn near 4.
That's insane.
Isn't that nuts?
That's fucking wild, man. Like that, you, in order to get to that point with a 7-year-old where you're like, fuck it, get in the car, like, and trying to go somewhere with them, because then you got to get them to get their shoes on, you got to do all that stuff. She was going through it. That probably ended up feeling like Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Whoa, hardcore Bible verse. I like that. Garden of Gethsemane. Tell me a little more about this place. Is this like an offshot of Eden? Like a wannabe?
Oh, that's where Jesus and the squad used to get together Judas was a big old prick. Yeah.
Go to mass one time, will you?
I know, seriously. Somebody's on his way to HE double
hockey
sticks.
DCD teachers checking in. So then this is the most fucked up thing. And tell me, was this a good idea or a bad idea? So she goes, and earlier in the night, she had called me, and I was watching the Yak, and I saw a phone call from home. So I'm like, oh, let me just see what's going on here. And it was the infamous Big Joe, the imaginary boogeyman that we say is going to come to the house if AJ doesn't listen, yada, yada, yada. So I had to act like Big Joe. I go, hello, AJ, go to bed or else I'm going to take your toe. Like we kind of just scare him straight that way.
I love it.
Later on that night.
I don't see any downstream problems, by the way, with that. There's no downstream problems.
That after she texts me the picture of the kids, she goes, and what are you up to? And I told her, I came into an extra ticket to the Laker game. I just got to the Laker game right now. Should I have swallowed that one, or should I just let the truth set me free? I didn't post anything on social media.
I used to think
either.
You had to swallow it. I used to think whenever you're on vacation or you're away from your family, which essentially is the vacation anytime that happens, I used to think that you had to kind of keep that stuff secret. But now I realize the other spouse might live vicariously through you as well. Like, oh, maybe one day that'll happen to me. It's like that one meme where the pastor is praying, like, Lord, I've seen what you've done for others. Let me have this grace too. It's essentially that same where she wants to leave and she'll be at Staples Center one day or whatever the fuck they call it now.
Crypto.com center. Fucking world we live in, man. Craziness. Okay. Large, what's going on? You were just out here. We crossed airplanes in the night. So what's going on in Large Land?
No, nothing much. It was pretty... Hotel's a dump. I mean, I got there before everybody, before they kind of put everything in. Please, fucking dump. Yeah, I got back safe and sound early Tuesday morning. And you know, no harm. All three kids made honor roll this semester. Just got that this morning. So
nice.
Bridget, high honors, and the other boys are honor roll. So apparently Mick isn't going that D is for diploma route that kids tend to do once they choose college. Yeah, roll tide. So yeah, everything's good. I think Bridget's on token this week too. So this is the scandal. So Erica wanted to do something on Girl Scouts for such a long time. So one of Erica's is like,
tag along. So I haven't heard that name in years.
One of Erica's assistants on Token had asked if she was still a Girl Scout. And I said, I really don't know, because Girl Scouts hasn't been the same in the past 2 years because of the pandemic. So I know she hasn't been like openly going to meetings or anything like that, but sure enough, she still is. I was like, Bridge, if you can drop a link for the cookies, because we need to beat Sienna this year. But she didn't. So you're still intact as the guy. So that'll drop. But Annie and I had brought her in on Tuesday. I'd gotten in like 2 o'clock in the morning Tuesday, and then we went into the city. I went into the office, you know, like 8 o'clock or something. Bridget was doing online. It was like she had an acting gig, but she was doing a podcast. And we were going to try to prepare her, like prep her. But like, because of all this bullshit that she does with the acting thing, calm is a, you know, cool as a cucumber, you know, and all that stuff. So, you know, maybe it's something. Maybe she has something there. But I guess she had a good time. I wasn't allowed in when she was filming like Annie did and stuff. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. I guess it'll drop this week unless they push it off.
All right. So a little Token meets Podfathers collaboration. I love it. If Erica wanted to talk to the number one Hudson Valley sales rep of the 2021 calendar year, she could have talked to Sienna, but I guess maybe she's like ages and doesn't want to talk to a 7-year-old.
She was going to, but she wanted the dads to be present at least. And she knew you were at the Laker game. So one last thing, shout out to, I know you were filming and stuff like that, but Jeff D. Lowe got that terrible news that Jeff D. Lowe's dad had passed away. So I know we're all, you know, dads and stuff like that. So, and I still have my pop, and, you know, like I know chaps, you don't, yours just recently passed away. I know Clemens is still alive. So, and obviously Nick's is about to become a movie star. So you know, thoughts and prayers, condolences to Jeff. I know he's been helping out his family.
Large, we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up that race that happened in LA. I threw it on the old television. That shit in the LA Coliseum was wild. Like, that, I don't know how those drivers did end up feeling sick. I mean, because you make the jokes all the time, like, how do you not get dizzy doing the tracks? Well, normally the tracks are like 2.5-3 miles long or whatever. This one, I mean, they were turning. It was like doing a NASCAR race through Manhattan, essentially, where there's you're just doing blocks.
Yeah, it was like racing in a bull ring is what I wrote. Mm-hmm. And like, even the guy, Tyler Reddick, my guy, drives the 3C car. Well, foreshadowing there. He broke his axle because he was constantly turning into that left turn, barely any straightaways, not a lot of speed, but 23 cars on that bathtub.
On a football field.
Yeah. And they started doing it in December. They brought in tens of thousands of pounds of filler and asphalt chaps. They raced it on Sunday, and within 48 hours, it was back to being a football field. They ripped everything out within 48 hours. I don't know what the time restrictions were. And then there's a bunch of cool shit that went on.
Pitbull, I want to see the time lapse of that.
Yeah. I put up the time lapse in the blog of how they built it. And I'd like to get the one where they break it down before the next race. We're going to Daytona, which is the official start of the season. And, it was impressive. The Olympic torch was on the whole time. Since it's an old Olympic venue, they keep the torch on anyway while the Olympics are going. Ice Cube performed. Like, right now,
Ice Cube is there. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Pitbull and Ice Cube. I'm a 50-year-old dude who saw Pitbull and Ice Cube. And the reason I saw them is because of NASCAR. That's a bizarre thing to say. You know, like, I saw Dierks Bentley because of NASCAR. That makes sense.
Right.
But now I've also checked off watching Cube in LA pull up in a red, you know, drop top fucking lowrider and get up and perform, you know, just two songs. Pitbull, by the way, didn't even do a sound check. He sounded like dog shit, and he sang for 45 minutes beforehand.
You think Pitbull cares about anything that he does at this point?
No, absolutely.
Like you just mail it in, right? Like if you're Pitbull, you're just like, whatever, man. Like I miss a worldwide. Those checks are still going to cash.
It's the 302 or whatever. Yeah. You get up there. I mean, you
it's
know,
305. Come on.
305, is it? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The card just gets 70, 305.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was his bar. I hope they do it again. I hope they do it again. A lot of people were knocked out early, like big favorites and stuff like that. So it was not the most exciting ending, but it was a lot of fun. We had a fucking ball, and you know, LA was cool. A good time in LA. I think you're gonna have a good time, Clem. If you need any restaurants, I hit them all.
I hit up Egg Slut just now for breakfast.
Oh, yeah,
tonight.
Good one.
I was done. Yeah. I was just like, oh yeah, this place is excellent. Everyone loves it. I just love how that's just a normal thing. And hell of a BEC. We're getting ready for if the fucking baseball restarts. Get our BEC bets in on the Barstool Sportsbook once again. By the way, a little more business here. Sienna's Girl Scout cookies will be on sale. Actually, I believe as of tomorrow, the day after this post, the February 11th, I believe, is when they go live. This is going to hurt my standing on the podcast too. I know it. She goes, they were setting goals, and I guess last year she had said 2,300 she sold in terms of boxes. And, my wife told her, she goes, you know, daddy helps sell your boxes because he has a lot of nice people who follow him and they like to support you and daddy. And she goes, if daddy has so many friends that want to support him, how come we're not rich? And I said, Sienna, that's a very
that's a
good
fair point, question.
Fair question. Now my daughter knows she's poor. That's what I'm
each follower
have to
gives you 50 harder. Bucks and you're doing great, Clem.
Does a motherfucker have to open up the Venmo traps? Is that
yeah,
what
I
I'm
think
gonna
you
have
should,
to do?
Honest to God, yeah.
Bridget's goes on sale tonight for people who don't want to wait till tomorrow.
You son of a bitch. And for people that want to, you know, get into the right frame of mind to really enjoy those Girl Scout cookies, you can get your 3Chi right now. They're on sale right now. It was on sale yesterday. It was on sale last week. And it's still on sale as you're listening.
Hold on. Let me tell about 3Chi because I've shit yes. on them the last couple of weeks. Sure. I went up to the office and one of our coworkers constantly has like a box of 3Chi. So I was rat fucking that thing like it was the treasure box in kindergarten, like going through it. And they have some. It comes in a packet of, there's 100 of them, and they are flavorless additives that you can add to any drinks. And there's some that have tangerine flavor and lime and things like that, but there's also unflavored. Let me tell you what I've been doing, Large, and you're gonna love this. I got a teapot, an electric kettle that I put into my room on the little bar, but that we usually have like wine glasses and our bottles of wine and things like that. So I got this tea kettle. I've been making hot tea at night, lavender, berry, whatever, switching it up. I got a whole bunch of different ones and adding two of these little additive packets, which is like 20 milligrams of THC and sipping that. I basically completely cut out booze and I was only sipping on that. Sleeping like a champ, and it's absolutely delightful. The flavorless ones into tea or coffee or something like that to chill at night. My God, man, you can't, it doesn't get any better. You can even do it in a milkshake, Clem.
A milkshake.
Oh! A smoothie.
Daddy boy milkshake. I love it.
I coffee, mean, shit, tea, you could juices? Probably take one of the largest chocolate rice crispy treats that he likes so much, throw that into the old ninja, because I know you're a big ninja guy, blend that with the non-additives, and buddy, you're going to be going to fucking space.
Maybe we'll tell Frank the Tank, do a little soda review with the drink additive, the flavorless thing. So coffee, mm-hmm. tea, juices, whatever you want. Or like Chapsy said, you get your tangerine, lime, or pink lemony flavors, mix it with water. Don't put it in the alcoholic beverages. Keep, you know, church and state separated. Must large. Be 21 to purchase. Yeah, exactly. Large son of a bitch. And again, this is psychoactive and it will give you buzz.
Excuse me, waiter at Arturo's. Can you put a couple of these non-flavor additives into my dirty martini? Thank you very much.
Up dry, very cold, three olives in one of these additives, please.
So if you want to be like Daddy Boy and get your fucking 3Chi on as you sip some tea and go to fucking La La Land yourself, visit 3Chi.com. That's the number 3CHI.com. And use promo code POD, P-O-D, to take 5% off your purchase. Moving along. Got to do an editorial correction. This was, I believe, 2 weeks ago. We mentioned it on the podcast. We kind of just let it go, let a quote slide and moved along with the podcast. We had our content corner. Mm-hmm. Which this isn't the most problematic content corner to come out of Barstool. I will admit that. But mm-hmm. Uncle Chaps is on the record of saying he fell asleep 5 minutes into Encanto. And I believe we might have rebuked it. I don't know how exactly it played out, but I remember.
I don't like where this is going. And I'm just going to say that right now. Wherever Clem is taking this, I don't appreciate it. This and is it's under review. I'll say that. Yeah, this enough. Next 5 minutes is under review already.
The editorial correction. Your boy Clem. All right, and this is what happened too. That week, I had also started watching Encanto with my family. John Madden died about 5 minutes into the movie, and then I had to blog that for like an hour and a half. My sports hero, my life, passed away. So I couldn't really tell you other than the first 5 minutes. I watched Encanto this week. It's absolutely delightful, Chapsy. It is such a good fucking movie. And listen, we do not sleep shame on this podcast. Dads can be dads on this podcast. Moms can be moms. Moms can be dads. You can be whatever the fuck you want. We do not sleep shame on this podcast ever. But I have to correct. Encanto, we're talking top 10 potential right here.
I was in a bad mood. Let me defend myself. I was in a bad mood, Clem, when it started. Cranky. I was in a bad mood lately. Since I've been home, I've been walking around at night, primarily at night and during times of challenging. I've been saying, we don't talk about Bruno, no, no, and doing the little dance down the hallway too. I'm all in on Encanto.
So you're all in now?
Yeah, take it back. I take back my rebuke. I was hungry. We hadn't even eaten dinner yet whenever we watched it. So I don't feel like I can really be held to account for that.
No, again, if you're sleepy, you're tired, you're hungry, you're not using your three chi to get your little, you know, warm butterflies in your stomach, that's fine and dandy. But I don't want people to, you know, just brush away Encanto. Bruno, I think it passed Let It Go as the most streamed Disney song ever. It absolutely crushes. The songs
already?
It was like a week ago it passed it too. But we're living in a different world now where everyone's streaming, where when Frozen came out, it probably was like 1/10 the amount of people streaming. But it passed it, and it's Lin-Manuel. He does the music, which is incredible. I would say Moana is a better soundtrack, but these songs get like stuck in your head more. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a mystery movie too. So it kind of keeps you on edge. You're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I still have it like maybe second tier, third tier of like Pixar/Disney movies, but it is fucking a blast. And the kids, they eat it up. AJ, he might have been rebuked on the podcast. I think he might have lost his pinstripes. He's never been number one in the Clem Kids power rankings. You throw that on, he's the easiest kid in the world for 2 hours straight. It's the absolute best. He dances around, he makes you laugh, he makes you smile. So it is a Podfathers approved movie. And again, we would like to apologize for statements made in a prior podcast.
Oh, I don't apologize. I stick by my guns. I like the movie now, and I don't apologize for my original take, and I never will. I also have to issue a correction, Clem. Uh-oh. I've been doing a lot correction of talk corner? About 600-pound sisters. There's another one, 1,000-pound family, which is like four people that are all struggling with their weight. Really, it should be called around 1,800-pound family is what I'm thinking. I've been also watching a show called Too Large. Now, I told you about Too Large last week and how it was delightful. There was one fellow on there, gay dude, probably weighs about 650, 22, 23 years old. He calls the guy who does the lap band surgery, he calls him Zaddy. Like he calls him Zaddy Proctor is what the guy's name is. I love it. I told you guys all about that stuff. Well, there was another woman that came on, not the same woman that just leans over the bed and pisses on like a puppy pad mat or anything like that. Different woman altogether. She loved, spoiler alert, I'm using past tense. She loved fried fish. End of the 50-minute episode, they do a check-in. This bitch fucking died from being fat. And I sat up in my bed and I looked at Annalise. I was like, we can't abide this. Like I'm all about having too large and people being on their journey to weight loss. I don't want to be dealing with death during my shows on Discovery Plus. They got to clean that shit up. Death?
We're not going to be able to clip
for
that
catfish?
One. We're not going to be able to clip that one. That bitch died for being too fat. I don't think that one's going to play on social media. That one might be
It's a true statement. I mean, you don't go on Too Large and you're like, no, I actually think I'm skinny. Bet you signed up for a show called Too Large. You know what's going on. And the doctors were very clear, Clem. They were very clear. They're like, look, your fat ass is going to die if you don't get it together. She didn't. She proved him right.
Yeah, that's how he got the degree on the wall. I guess he knows what he's talking about.
There's another one, Japs, that I had never heard of. I always Google it whenever you say Too Large. Mm-hmm. There's another one called Family by the Ton.
Oh, yeah. Watch that one, too. That one's on my list.
Christ.
I'm not watching Encanto. I'm
There's
staying by Chaps.
18 seasons of 600 Pound Life. 18.
Not the same cast, though, right? They bump around from heavyset person to heavyset person. Yeah.
But I will say the best advertisement, because Chevrolet has been advertising with Part of My Take and with Bussin' with the Boys and all that stuff. The best advertisement for a vehicle I've ever seen is the Chrysler Town and Country, because every single one of these biggins gets in the Texas, gets into the Town and Country, the door slides, and they shimmy themselves back there. The only thing I'm looking for is fucking Michael Jackson whenever Willie jumps over him during on the rock. That's the only thing that's easier, is Willie getting out of there.
That Michael Jackson song is one of the most underrated Michael Jackson songs of his entire time.
Like the River Jordan. That soundtrack is so fire that I stole like 10 of the CDs or tapes from the Navy Exchange on base, and the MP showed up to my house and questioned me in front of my dad. I thought I was going to get thrown into the 1994 version of Guantanamo Bay.
Is this where you still had Pastor Dreams? Was that still during Pastor Dreams, Chaps?
Yeah, but we all backslide from time to time. Don't forget that, Clint.
This is true. This is true. 600, that's how you go from 6 to 650. Sometimes you backslide a little bit. Understood. We're going to jump into the stories now. And,
can I say one more thing about Too Large?
Please do.
There's one woman who just weighed in. We watched it last night. Tipped the scales at 735.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about PM. I'm talking about LBs. Like, she came in there 735. And the doctor looks at her and he was like, in the next month, I want you to lose 65 pounds. And she looked at him like she had it, like he had a dick grown out of her forehead. Like, how is this possible? There is no shot on earth that I could do it. She said, do you think you could do that? And she looked at him dead ass in the face in the first 10 minutes of the show. No. And I would like to remove myself from the program.
Wow.
Even the idea.
I give up.
Before it even starts. But you also have to say, that's pretty self-aware. Like, if you're like, I'm not doing this. I value Cheetos and Hot Ticos like too much to do that. I'm not doing it.
Yep. Man's got to have a code. I believe that's what Omar said. So, that's, you know, exactly, it's right. True.
Yeah.
Indeed. Large, you said you're staying on this Encanto band. You're not.
I think so. I'm gonna stay with it. I'm not convinced. So
I believe Bridget wanted to watch it with you. So you're gonna tell her no. You're gonna tell that cute little girl no. You're not gonna watch it. With
you know, they wound up watching Sing 2 while I was away. So that was the one that I was looking forward to. So this one is it like that Lin-Manuel Miranda type?
He writes everything for Disney now.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Hello there, Encanto. My name is Sent. Like, is it? I don't know.
Same talking cadence and rap singing that they do in Hamilton and they do it in Moana. Like, it's the same shit, but it fucking goes. Like, when it's working, don't think.
Slaps.
Just throw.
It slaps. Yeah. I was going to say, can we say slaps? Nick, are we all right to say slaps? We're not too old to say slaps, right?
Yeah, I think
we can say slaps.
He's approved it. Yeah,
we can say slaps. I just need more, like, for me to watch some of these. I didn't watch the one where everyone was dead, or the Halloweenish one. What was that
Coco?
One? Coco. I didn't watch Coco.
Oh, Mama Coco.
Coco.
Was that Delight?
Yeah.
I didn't watch
Book of Life. I feel like Coco and Book of Life are very similar. And I would say that Book of Life is superior.
I didn't see that either. So, like, I don't see all these because I don't have, you know, everyone in my family. Not often does everyone in my family want to go see the same movie together in the theater. We're at that point right now. Everybody wants to go see Jackass. Who would you question? I mean, obviously Finn wants to see it. Mick wants to see it. Obviously I want to see it. Annie wants to see it. But Bridget wants to see it. She loves that slapsticky type stuff.
Love it.
So I just casually mentioned it to Ken Jack. I said, I think we take the whole family this weekend to go see Jackass. And he's like, you're taking your daughter also? I was like, yeah. He's like, just so you know, a couple exposed dicks. What a great heads up by Ken Jack. I was like, can you be a little more specific? He's like, you know, the beginning scene. And now I'm not sure. I'm a little bit on there. You know what I'm saying?
Don't let her watch fucking that show Encanto? Euphoria. There's titties and dicks flying out all over the place.
Encanto.
Grandma and Encanto's got some flapjack titties. Don't worry about that. Those nipples aren't going to get exposed. Clem is in no danger of tweaking those things.
Yep, I'll be in. She had three kids at once too, man. She didn't need any of it. She just popped those fucking things out on her own.
Yeah.
Joey Langone decided to chime in too. I didn't even know he joined us. He said Encanto stunk. So if you fucking disagree with Joey.
But he said the grandma's an asshole, which I kind of agree with. It's not that. He's kids' a huge fault asshole. That they're not magical. How's it your fault?
Exactly. Yeah. She's a huge asshole. She's very selfish. It was all about her stupid family traditions. She's an asshole.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, if you disagree with Joey,
I'm back on it. Rebuking Kento.
God, there we go. See, we turned the tide, Joey. Let's go. Chaps was on the fence. I didn't see him, right? He didn't want to pull back to rebuke. So he was vulnerable. I think he's back on the side. Fucking Kento.
It's a real opinion, folks.
I'm blocking it on my thing.
Go on the Podfathers Facebook. Go follow us now. Joey, put a thing like Encanto or Encanto. And let's have people weigh in on Encanto. Nice. Here, you know? Wow. Let's fucking get embrace Come debate on, here.
Can we get them to put and also do a rating on the ball scale, or we could do fancy boy scale? Either way, yes. We need a scale of what it's actually going to be.
Yes. And again, 1 to 5 balls. And then, as you guys did on the Air, Land, and Sea review, good, actually good, okay, bad, actually bad. Mm-hmm. Those are the two scales for the people that don't know or remember. Barstool Grown Up, follow the YouTube there. We'll throw the follow corner on right now. I got my Little Debbie's ice cream reviews. Chapsy, little spoiler alert. You were fucking dead on it. Dead What's on balls accurate.
Strawberries.
Dead on balls accurate, Chapsy.
Yes, I knew I was going to crush that. I looked at that and I was like, that little strawberry, ooh, buddy, that's going to be good on some vanilla ice cream.
And let me tell you, having 7 pints of ice cream in the house would usually be dangerous to a man like me, but I realized how much more important it is just to have it. The kids every single night, if you guys don't do this, you're not getting ice cream. If you guys don't get, and they just have had ice cream every night for like 8 days in a row, they're going to be on, 300-pound, kindergartners in a year or so. But you know what? That's fine. Because they're going to be well
some of that nutter butter one, throw it in the old ninja with some of those unflavored 3-Chi packets, and we're really cooking with gas.
We're going to jump into some stories now. Stories are brought to you by Simply Safe. Today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Chapsy, you have Simply Safe. Large, you have Simply Safe. Large, why should the people get Simply Safe?
What's more important than your family? Right. And they gave it to me for free. But it's one of those things where if you're going to be traveling like Clem, you're going to be at, Lakers games while your wife is driving around trying to put the 2 kids to sleep when she's also tired. Mm-hmm. She works and stuff like that. Who's watching the house? Not Clem, right? He's courtside looking inappropriately at Lakers girls. Mm-hmm. So you have to have Simply Safe. You can build your own home security system, and it's monitored 24/7 by professionals who are ready to dispatch the police, firefighters, EMTs, all of which your kid can pretend is their dad since their real dad is in LA at a basketball game. It costs less than $1 a day, and you can set it up in around 30 minutes. There are no long-term contracts or commitments. It's everybody's favorite home security company. Myself and Chaps are no exception. Clem, whatever. You can customize yours in just a few minutes by going to simplysafe.com, SimpliSafe.com/podfathers. If you go today, you can claim your free indoor security camera plus 20% off. That's a great deal, as long as you check off interactive monitoring. So go to simplysafe.com/podfathers. You go with the interactive monitoring packages, and you'll get the free indoor security camera plus 20% off. Do it today. Keep your family safe. simplysafe.com/podfathers.
Giddy up, baby. Nope. All right. So 2 stories today. We're staying in the lunchroom base. So this is a very food centric podcast. First one, New York City public schools are being, Eric Adams is the new mayor. And he's a vegan. Starting this week, they are switching city schools to vegan Fridays with an inaugural meal of veggie tacos, broccolis, and carrots and lemon salad. Lemon salad. That sounds like something like a Roald Dahl character would force like Matilda eat or something like that. Who the fuck wants a lemon salad? The city is phasing in the shift and plans to offer cheese sandwich as a backup. Officials said non-vegan items will also be available to request. And then there's going to be vegan breakfast with bagels, jelly, and cereal. And then beverages will be exempt from the new will be exempt. Milk will still be offered. Thoughts? Chapsy boy.
That's an abomination to the Lord. You just can't make these kids do that. I mean, school lunch already sucks enough, and that's when you have everything on the table. Like, you could put straight up Hershey milk and whatever you wanted. You could do anything across the board. But to make these children have not only public school food, which is already bad, but now make it vegan? Dog, when they had cheese, regular cheese, it wasn't regular cheese. What do you think this it's not like they're going to go be getting Morningstar burgers. Like, that's not what's going to happen. They're going to have some cheap ass shit that's going to give every single one of these high school, middle school, and elementary school kids all at one time diarrhea. Do you think New York City's infrastructure can handle that? I don't.
No, sir. No, sir. Large?
I don't know. Like, since I'm the guy who's in the city the most, along with Nikki the Good and Joey, I can tell you, New York has bigger fish to fry. Yes. Like I tell a story about when I was at Port Authority and I had seen a homeless man jerking off to a homeless woman who was taking a shit in the middle of the street. And that's not on the brochure, but that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think tackling stuff like that, you know what I mean? I'll throw out another one. Rape.
Yeah.
Maybe work on that. Murder.
Bring those
murder
numbers way down.
Murder gets it. The vegan stuff should not be either a hill to die on or a priority for a new mayor who's coming in after probably one of the worst mayors that New York City has ever had. And the city has now gone backwards towards the time right after Koch and into Dinkins when I used to take the subway. Like, the city's back. The city's back with, you know, crack vials on the street. There is a lot of stuff that I would have on my to-do list before I decided. I mean, it's actually carrot and lemon salad. It sounds kind of delicious, but I would think that this guy's priorities are a little bit fucked up. That's the take that I would have on that.
Still smarter than the LA mayor who said that he could hold his breath during pictures so he wouldn't get COVID.
That's fair point. Large, you going in the city on Friday?
I don't know. I'm there tomorrow.
Maybe if you're in on Friday, we could get you that carrot and lemon salad and we'll have you try it out for the new Barstool Growing Up YouTube channel. How does that sound?
I'm making it for Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, okay. I do a big carrot and lemon salad.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday. There's a little green goddess dip on the side. You know me.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm thinking Salisbury steak this year. Ooh. I haven't made a Salisbury steak in a long time.
When I was in New York last time, I ordered meatloaf.
Ooh, I made a meatloaf last week. It stunk. I have to be honest with you. I really shit the bed with it.
I appreciate the honesty.
Thanks. So perhaps a Salisbury steak, not for a Super Bowl. I'm not doing a Salisbury steak Super Bowl. That's too many S's. I'm going to do a Salisbury steak at some point.
Which is making you admit, I know how much you love your alliterations.
I love them.
Love it a lot. I might hit up Hoodoo Brown. They closed for the Super Bowl. The place you reviewed last week for the people who didn't see it on the blog yet. And it was a fucking fantastic array of barbecue. And I love.
By the way, I was shadow banned. Did you see what happened to me? I wrote a blog about me boycotting the Olympics, and the reason I was boycotting it is because it's boring. I have nothing. I don't have any horse in the race, and I gave a historical thing about all the times the Olympics had been boycotted by countries. Just gave a timeline, but I didn't mention anything specific. Might have mentioned the Eagles real quick. You cannot click on it on any social media platform and direct to the site. You can still see it on the site, but social media will not let it go directly to the site. They corrupt it. That wild?
Shadow China. Because
that's China. That's China shit. They already got their fucking hands on us, huh?
100%. And the title is, I am boycotting the Beijing Olympics. So it wasn't any kind of masked thing that I could have probably have done something more subtle. But it was, yeah, so I got shot of it.
My biggest problem with the vegan lunch thing is not that even that the mayor is doing the whole thing where it's like you get the new girlfriend who's vegan and then you have to become a vegan. Shout out to Jules Winfield from Pulp Fiction, right? She was vegetarian. Nonetheless, that's bad. Boys and girls, vegan Fridays. What is the fucking staple of your school lunches? Pizza Fridays. We're getting rid of Pizza Fridays for vegan Fridays? God fucking damn it. And like, the pizza's not great. It's not even good. But that little square piece, you just know it's consistent. You know what you're getting. I'm actually happier that they're going to veggie tacos instead of trying to make that pizza vegan. It's hard enough to make it edible, right? And I love it. I love the I'd eat it right now if I could.
But these kids, and another aspect that I fucking hate too. Is you can say what you want, and vegans could be like, oh no, I feel plenty full off eating beans. Fuck you. No, you don't. Like, these kids, so many of the kids that are in public school and getting school lunches are on like free and reduced lunch programs. And it's some of the only nutrition that they get that's good all year round is like going to have these two meals a day at school. And so changing that into some kind of vanity project for a mayor, which means nothing, probably going to increase costs for the cities too, is bullshit, because there's going to be kids that are more hungry later in the day because you're giving them veggie tacos instead of actual meat that's going to sustain them for a long time.
Let me ask you some chaps. Do you run over to Hoodoo Brown's Clam? Do you run over to the local place or get the smoker fired? And then do you purposely send your kid with a packed lunch every Friday, where all of a sudden Cardi pulls out one of those Brontosaurus beef ribs, you know, and all of a sudden like the fat's all over her face, and everyone is just staring at Finn eating like that homemade McRib, you know, they do it with the full thing where they pull the bones out of it and stuff like that. They just look absolutely right as Sienna tears into a fucking porterhouse between 11:15 and 11:35 on a Friday just to screw it. I would do that. Honestly, I would be that petty.
Large, I think I would pull a page out of my old mother-in-law's book, and I don't mean by fucking diarrhea. I'm talking the way that she used to send Annalise to elementary school. I don't know if we've ever told you this, Large. She used to have a thermos like that would go inside the lunchbox. Annalise's mom would fill it up with boiling water and stick two hot dogs inside the water and put the cap on it, and then give her two pieces of bread that were inside tin foil and no condiments, nothing. This, imagine my wife is tiny. She's like 5'1", 100 pounds now. If I like extrapolate that back to when she was in second grade, how tiny she was and cute, opening up a thermos with fucking water hot dogs in there in the middle of lunch. Oh man, that's a move you got to pull off on Vegan Friday. Not even, have that whole bitch steak.
Yeah, yes.
Not even two buns. They get, she gave it two slices of white bread.
It was the heels. It'd be like the heels.
Oh, that's for you to take raw dog and shit too. There's no condiments involved here. What are we
doing?
That is a psychopath move, but it's beautiful. Like if you were to do that now and obviously try to inject a little love into it, you know, throw them some condiments and whatnot. But imagine like whatever, like Bridge with a toothpick, getting one of those hot dogs, get a big old one, like from Windmill, shout out South Jersey, put it on a big bun and just loading it up with all the good stuff, you know, while everybody else is eating broccoli and carrot and lemon salad and fucking veggie vegan tacos. Yikes.
And I also don't think that while we're on the topic of school lunch, we need more from the scientific community than we're currently getting as fathers. Like the fact that they haven't developed some type of pill that will stop your peanut allergy is insanity. We have an entire generation that is being groomed in this country that has never had to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at lunch because they're not allowed to. These kids don't know a good lunch would if it smacked them in the face. You didn't know what a bad lunch was until you pulled it out and you could see the purple and brown through your bread because the bread was so cheap and your sandwich was smashed. None of these kids are dealing with that. They're getting like gabagool and shit like that at lunch. And we had peanut butter and jelly. That's what's tearing the fabric of our society apart.
Caps Rogan coming back out against the peanut allergies. This guy, a lot of people very upset at you, Chaps, last time you did that. I'm going to ride with these people. I'm going to ride on the other side of the line here.
You're pro peanut?
I'm pro that if someone's allergic to peanuts, we have to watch out.
I don't think that we should do anything and ostracize these children who are allergic to peanuts. I do think that the medical and big farm owe us an explanation. Why haven't you done anything to curb this?
Shame big science. Okay, I'm down for shame and big
if
science.
If we can have aisles and aisles and aisles of medication at pharmacies dedicated to pollen, why can't we do it to peanuts?
That's a fair point. Like, or apples for our failure of the friend over there.
Thank you.
Oh, you're allergic to apples, Large?
Yeah, yes, I am.
That is fucking bitch made. My God.
I cook with them. I get my kids all do apple juice. We have them in the house.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of them. I'm afraid of no apple. You know what I mean? I'll slice one. I'll give it to them sliced. A little bit of lemon juice on it so it doesn't brown. A little bit of Nutella on the side so they can do their little. Yeah, just raw apples. I can eat cooked apples. I can eat, and particularly what's on the skins. And it's not like an anaphylactic thing. Just the inside of my ears itch and my lips swell up. It's a weird thing.
I need to see that.
It'd be pretty funny, I bet. Yeah, I bet he has sucked some into you to kind of like see.
I'd love to see anybody go into anaphylactic shock, honestly. I'd sign up for that in a minute.
If we get to 10,000 subscribers on the YouTube, Large will put himself into shock.
Yeah.
I will put myself into a mild shock. But rest in peace, Barstool Breakfast. Me and Willie were hosts. We're both kind of big fat people. Willie allergic to oranges. And we didn't know about each other's allergy until we went to a Spanish restaurant.
Fruit cocktail would put you guys in absolute
sangria. Yes. No mas.
We ordered a pitcher of sangria. And I said, oh, yeah, pitcher of sangria. No apples, please. And Willie's like, oh, yeah, no oranges. I'm like, why? He's like, I'm allergic to oranges. I'm like, I'm allergic to apples.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I was thinking the other day, too, Clemmy. I don't know if this ruins the way that you're trying to work through this show. What movie, if you're 20 years old right now, like Mick and his buddies, like in between 16, 22, what movie do these kids quote? Mm-hmm. Like, because when we were that age, we had Step Brothers. We had fucking, what's that show with Jonah Hill?
Superbad?
Yeah, we have that. We have Wedding Crashers, all these different movies. What comedy do these kids have to quote all the time like that? Do they do that? Is that a thing that this generation does?
They still, just because things have become such popular memes from our generation, there's from our, even my generation too, as well as yours. Like, I think it, those memes are still, or have become popular. So even though the kids don't know the whole movie around it, they still know like the, yup, like Step Brothers stuff. Or but like,
do they have their own from their time? Like
they really don't. Like, because,
or is it just like TikToks? Like, I understood the assignment. Is that the same thing for them?
Yeah, like some Sean Paul song came on, and Bridget, I was singing in the car, and Bridget's singing it word for word with me. I'm like, how do you know this song? She's like, oh, it's a popular TikTok song, but she only knew 45 seconds of it. Mm-hmm. In the same way, like Mick, just yesterday, he's doing this historical film class, and they had to watch Glory, the movie Glory, and he's like, it was wild to see Ferris Bueller in that role because Mick knows Ferris Bueller very, very well, even though Ferris Bueller predates him by 20 years and stuff. So I think they do straight up borrow from our generation because we put the movies on for them when they were kids. Mm-hmm. Princess Bride is a big thing. You know what I mean?
What brings us together today.
Yeah, well, this is a big, so it's, so I think they do borrow heavily from ours because there aren't too many great comedies around. That's why I'm so pumped up about Jackass, because I think with the right amount of, you know, 3G, but I think we're going to have like a very good laughable time. I'm honestly torn about trying to find out when I should cover Bridget's eyes. I just don't feel comfortable with that. I don't feel comfortable if there's a dick out.
But would you feel the same way with the boys with tits?
I would feel the same way with the boys with vaginas. Yes. When they were 11. Like now it's 17.
Yeah, 11 years old, seeing some big old fleshy cocks hitting great.
And there's a chance it's going to get stapled to a piece of paper or something, right? Like we're not talking about it just sitting
or
there.
Put in a python's mouth or something.
Yeah. Right. So like, I really am, you don't know. So I'm really am torn with that. So we'll figure
Jackass, I got to see it too. Feidelberg texted me yesterday and then tweeted about it that there's a part where it just makes dicks look so comfortable. And we went on KFC radio and I talked, if I could cut off any body part and fill a pool with it and lay on it, it would be a big old pool of dicks. Cause I just feel like it would be, if they aren't hard, it would be super comfortable. Like sleeping on one of those buckwheat pillows that they used to sell on like the Home Shopping Network or something like that. I feel like that's the way it would go down. It's just like that, but
obviously.
Yeah, but the hardest I ever laughed was at Jackass when I had came back from Japan and I went to go see, I think it was Jackass Forever or one, maybe it was Jackass 2 or 3, the one where the dude goes into the hardware store and he's like shopping around and then he takes a shit in one of the display toilets.
Yes. Yeah.
And when he does it and somebody else comes and like they puke on top of the shit inside the hardware store toilet, I swear to God, I laughed for like 45 minutes as hard as I've ever laughed in my entire life. And then you would look up at the screen and there'd be something else ridiculous going on. And then it would just continue the cycle over and over.
Never stops. And I find that movie doesn't have people who are disappointed. Like no one wants, I was shocked by how much potty humor there was. Like those people don't go to Jackass.
Right.
Right. There's no surprises now. Like Johnny Knoxville, now that his hair is white, is not going in a different direction. He's getting worse, you know, and
right,
quote unquote worse. So it's
he's not auditioning to be the lead at Phantom of the Opera. Like, right, he's not trying to be that guy.
It's one of the few movies that I think I want to see with a crowd. Like, I want to see every movie on a big screen, but I want to see it alone in a big screen. Mm. And if there's other people, like, choosing your seat now is the greatest, you know, getting to choose your seat. Cause now I create this halo with mm-hmm. us. I put like me and Annie with a seat in between us in the back, then three people in front of us with a seat in between them. So I'm creating like a halo. Mm-hmm. You know, who can be around
your own little personal living room.
Right. It's far away, but I think I want to be in the mix because it doesn't matter. It's not like an audio type thing. It's just everyone just sitting, just, you know, laughing their asses off at someone being attacked by a bear. So I'm hoping it's good now.
I'm with the large. When they announced it, I got all excited because I said, there's not a lot of movies that going to the theater, it's an event that you want to be around other people with. Like Endgame was awesome because you heard the people cheering together or the gasps at the same time when you saw different things play out on the screen. Jackass, it's different because you just have that, like the horror, but the laughing afterwards. And the other thing is, like, if you are uncomfortable with the scene, you can't really get out, right? Like, I can't watch that paper cut when he paper cut his hand, like, in between. Like, just, it gives me chills talking about it right now. But there is something like being like, you're in a theater, the door is closed, and you're fucking stuck in there for the next 2 hours of these guys trying to kill themselves. I can't wait. That should be a Podfather's trip. Just go see Jackass.
I was just going to say, it's almost, this is qualifies as one of those things, you know, where you'll have like different things we do on podcasts. Like, oh, if you're going to go watch the Masters, what group of three or four people are you going to go with? I feel like you could do that with our age friend groups. Like, you got to pick the best three or four people to go see a Jackass movie with. Who are you going to go with? Because you could pick the wrong folks. Like, and they're not going to enjoy Captain Cons. I don't think Captain Cons loves Jackass. Like, that's not his type of humor. He wants to watch Caddyshack again for the millionth time. Like, that's him. But Ken Jack, buddy, you're going to watch Jackass with Ken Jack.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly. Exactly. I'm looking up here because you asked before best comedies of 2015. I just threw out there and say five, you know, shit, that's 7 years ago. Get Hard, Sisters, Spy. I've never heard
Get Hard is actually a quotable movie because you have like, isn't that the one that has like Desk Pop and shit like that in it? That's Will Ferrell. No,
that was that was Will Ferrell and Marky Mark. That wasn't Get Hard.
Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that was one where Will Ferrell was going to prison. So he hired Kevin Hart to get him prison hard before he went in. Mm. But the other guys, was there. That was funny. That was pretty funny with Michael Keaton and he gives him the wooden gun.
Mm-hmm. Even Mendez is beautiful.
Yeah, consistently. She's consistently.
So I guess
makes sense that Ryan Gosling married her.
I'm looking up best comedies of 2017. Into the House, Going in Style. I've never heard of any of these. So Jackass just bringing it back. I feel like great comedies probably couldn't be made today. They probably would get like stomped out by at some point for being too offensive or crossing a line too far, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so, man. Like somebody was like, oh, would Blazing Saddles get written or directed today? Absolutely fucking not. Are you insane?
No, that's why when Eddie Murphy came back, said he was going to do stand up. I was like, why? Why do that? You're Donkey now. You're Donkey. Yeah. That's a good gig for you. You're Donkey, like, you know,
you're Nutty Professor.
You're Nutty. Yeah, exactly. So why would you want to screw that up? So I'd rather those movies stay where they are, and I'll watch them underneath the blankets at night. But it's Everybody Wants Some was a great comedy that was out a couple of years ago about college baseball team. Some nudity in it. It was like, you know, based in the 70s and 80s. So they had great hair and great shirts. That was 100% a great thing. But I think the kids do hover, like my kids in particular, do hover for the older school stuff and with those classics, like stuff with Will Ferrell and stuff like that. They're definitely that back into that because those guys show up at roasts and there is all familiarity with them still. So they're still relevant.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then we'll kind of merge the changing of the world, like we discussed, with Back to the Lunchroom here. There was some California students staged a protest after a kindergarten through eighth grade school district had banned chocolate milk because of its high sugar content. A fourth grade class the man of change, decided to all walk out together shoulder to shoulder. And they said the reason that chocolate milk isn't in school is the too much sugar that the body doesn't need. And then the students had a march out, they protested, and I believe they ended up bringing chocolate milk back every other week. So you get it once every 10 days was basically the verdict of
this. It's picking the wrong battles, I think. There's so many other things that you could be focusing on. It, what's an actual issue at school? These kids having one chocolate milk a day is not an issue. Like, and that's part, you look back at your life, chocolate milk, it makes you think of going to school like that. Like, have a little half pint of chocolate milk. When, if I hold one of those things in my hand, I'm back on the playground, essentially. I just don't understand why you take away things that it really doesn't benefit anyone. These kids that are fat little kids are not going to become skinny kids because they're not eating one, drinking one chocolate milk a day
at school. Then they're going to have two when they get home.
Chocolate milk is vitamin water compared to what they're drinking then as soon as they get out of school. I would rather have my kid fill up on chocolate milk before he goes and has, you know, a Four Loko from a bodega, or go to and spend $7.50 for a frosted caramel mochaccino or something at Starbucks. Like, that's where, and that's a meal in a glass. And yeah, I guess to Chaps's point, why not give him something to look forward to? I don't like, we don't want to spoil our kids. We were talking about the fleshlight the other day, buying your kid a fleshlight, you know, no, let them do it themselves. Their genitals, let them earn it, you know, go at it.
Right.
But I mean, give them something. Like, at school, the chocolate milk was so, I mean, I couldn't wait for it. Throw them a Sunny D and a chocolate milk and shut the fuck up.
And I could see if every single day when you're eating public school, if you go in, it's like every day you're having something incredibly unhealthy for the kids. Like, it's covered in nacho cheese or something like that. And you're building up bad habits. But making a day vegan and making a thing where you're taking chocolate milk, all you're doing is doing that for news articles and fucking social media. It has nothing to do with the children and how they're going to end up at all. It just is a look at me move. And that, I mean, the mayor of New York City proved it. I'm vegan. Who gives a fuck what you are? No one cares.
Yep.
And then New York is burning to the fucking ground right now. It is. It's legitimately burning to the fucking ground.
Dude, all those offices by and restaurants by the office are closed. Like,
yeah. And this is California. So so New York's going vegan and California is going. So what is Chicago doing? Is Chicago, you know, wiping out,
Texas,
you know,
bread? Is burning books.
I know, like, the, you know, like, people are running in and out of store. Nobody pays for anything anymore in Galva. I was just there. Like, you're there now. It's not good. So give the kids some chocolate milk and try and work on, I don't know, gang violence.
Why? I don't understand. Throw stuff out. Like, everything in schools from principals and superintendents and school districts is about making school seemingly making it as miserable and convoluted as absolutely possible, like throughout the entire process, and not just what you eat, but the education system and how it's designed, having parents that are more involved. Parents that are by and large very uneducated, making decisions like saying books like To Kill a Mockingbird are bad for society. Like, what in the world are you talking about? It was written post Jim Crow laws to express how racism is bad. Like, how is that a bad thing? Like, the things that they're taking away are good. Chocolate milk and pizza. The thing that they are also taking away is good too. Like, books. Books are inherently good.
Actually good on the fancy boy scale,
right?
The thing is, what are you replacing that chocolate milk with? You're gonna have your regular milk, you're gonna have your water, but if you throw an apple juice or an orange juice in there, that shit probably has more sugar than the chocolate milk did.
It absolutely does.
You don't have all the benefits of the chocolate milk.
That could kill me too.
Yeah, that could kill Large. Large and Willie would be gone.
Large, are you insane?
What if we go to parent teacher night, me and Willie? Mm-hmm. We both die. Who wins then? Right? Two kids, three to five. That's five orphans. Two five widows. Orphans. Fuck.
And how are you going to wash again? How are you going to wash down your carrot and lemon salad? I think the best way to do that is just get that fucking chocolate milk, and it makes 100%. You feel happy at the end of your meal instead of being like, what the fuck did all these grown ass people take away from me to rob me of my childhood? That's already been robbed of 2 fucking years and counting right now. Go fuck yourself.
That's an excellent point. Even you're taking chocolate milk away in a pandemic. These poor children, they're wearing masks all day, and now they got to pull off their mask to sip a ice cold H2O. What is it, Bobby Boucher? Get it out of
here.
We don't
want that. Haven't had a prom or a graduation or a school play or a, you know, a Christmas, all that stuff that they used to have, they don't have.
They should give these kids chocolate milk and an unflavored additive from 3Chi to get through the rest 100%.
Of the day. No, 100%.
If they're 21 or older in school, in elementary school.
Even if they're not, give it to a six-year-old. I don't give a fuck.
I don't condone that.
Right for the record.
That. We don't talk about kids getting high. No, no.
All right. Well, that's going to be our episode. Don't know how we got there, but I'm happy we did. As always, stay safe and stay sane, everyone. And we'll see you next week.